Three Assessments Lacking in Worship of the Devas by Krishna's Mercy.
Antavattu phalan tesha tadbhavatyalpmedsam. Devan devyajo yanti madbhakta yanti mampi.
Quote, men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.23.
To help in understanding the timeless practice of Deva worship within the Vedic tradition, we take the abstract case of a person approaching a benefactor. A person in need and a person who can grant desires. There are different assessments that the benefactor can apply. This is if they are willing to use discrimination. If they are analyzing the situation presented before them. 1. The nature of the desire.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. It says on your form that your desire is world domination. You want to rule over everyone, do you? You would like it so that no one can defeat in your battle. Wow, you thought of everything, didn't you? Immunity from other creatures. Not falling during the nighttime. Safe during the day. No weapon can harm you. Very intelligent, I must say. We don't come across too many requests like this.
2. The future impact.
What exactly will you do with world domination? Oh, you plan on removing religion from the world? You are sick of allegiance to Dharma. That might not be the best thing for everyone else, but it's not like they will be able to stop you. After all, you are asking for amazing strength. You will be protected from so many directions. I doubt anyone will stand in your way. I am assuming you have thought this through all the way.
3. The usefulness of the newly created situation.
Are you sure this is what you want? I have a feeling you won't be any happier. You might even be more miserable, since you will have so much to protect. You will be thinking about your possessions, day and night. Your mind will be preoccupied with outside attack, people usurping your control in the same way that you dominated them in the first place. All right, if this is what you really want, I won't stand in your way. I am just here to help, you know. You did everything else properly. You filled out the forms completely. You waited your turn. You were patient. We value patience, in case you didn't know.
Kames tes ter hritagyana. Prapadyante nyadevtaha. Tantam nyamam asthai. Prakritya nyataha svaya.
Quote, those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.20.
Sri Krishna explains that only those whose minds are distorted follow such a path. They worship according to the rules and regulations which correspond with their nature. That nature could fall in any of the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. In goodness there is typically the least harm. The request might be elevation to a higher planet. Some sort of benediction in auspiciousness while still living within the material world. In passion, the reward might be success in a business venture, high marks on an exam, good health, or anything else that a person would typically put in the work for. The devas essentially provide an assist, a boost of support to increase the chances of success. In ignorance, a person asks for something that will harm both themselves and others around them. Since they are in ignorance, they cannot tell the difference between right and wrong. Their requests to the devas will reflect this ignorance. The perspective of the Vaishnava is that such worship is not worth it. The diminishing value is not a reflection on the character of the benefactor, though. The devas are amazing. They are in high posts for a reason. They have potency because someone invested that responsibility in them. At the same time, those who have a little intelligence realize the diminishing returns to the rewards. It is far better to escape the cycle of birth and death and be free of the dualities of a material existence. I can become the director of the world, with everyone under my control, but how long will that authority actually last? I might as well dream the same experience, as everything eventually dissipates. Krishna also explains that those who worship him reach his planet. This is the Vaikuntha realm, which is neither created nor destroyed. It is as eternal as Krishna himself, who is the Deva of the Devas. Better to go to the highest source, who actually applies discrimination in the dealings with his associates. In closing, for Deva's favor trying, who not discrimination applying, or to counsel in reply, on personal judgment to rely, that worshiper properly knowing, but only into illusion going, better towards Krishna to come, through whom Vaikuntha one.